Well, good morning, church family.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
This morning, again, you're probably already there, but again, we're walking through as a church through the book of Hebrews.
今天我们要来读希伯来书。
So again, you can turn in on your smartphones or in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2 that was just read.
你打可以打开你的圣经或是手机，打开希伯来书第二章。
This morning I want to start out with a story of the Navy SEALs.
今天早上我一开始要讲这个海豹突击队。
Maybe you're familiar with the Navy SEALs. You've probably heard of the Navy SEALs, but they are the top special operations force in the U.S. Armed Forces.
你大概都听过海豹突击队，它是美国武装部队中最顶级的特种军队。
Navy SEALs, when they are out, they usually conduct small unit operations, so they're usually just a very small group.
他们出去执行任务的时候，通常是用一个小的队伍。
And again, the unique thing about the Navy SEALs is they do operations in any environment.
这个他们的特别的地方是他们去任何的地方来执行他们的任务。
They will do operations in the sea, jungle, Arctic, the desert, anywhere. They will go anywhere.
他们可能去海洋、去极地或是沙漠，任何的地方。
And they are the top of the top. They are the best of the best. They are referred to often as the cream of the crop.
他们是最顶级、最精锐的部队。
One of the Navy SEAL teams was performing a rescue mission, and they were going in to rescue some hostages from a building in, a darker part of the world.
他们有一次这个海豹突击队去一个最危险的地方去拯救人质。
So as they do, they come in and they fly in helicopters and they're let down and they make their way to this compound, these sets of buildings.
他们搭乘直升机降临到一个庄园里面。
They find their way to the right building and they make their way into a room, a darkened room, this filthy darkened room where the hostages have been imprisoned and they've been imprisoned for just months.
他们进到这个一个房间里面，这边里面都囚禁着人质，他们人质已经被关了几个月了。
So as they break their way into the room, and they look into the room and they see hostages sitting down, laying down in the corners of the room.
他们进到这个房间里面，看见人质躲在角落当中。
And what they do is they break in, they let the hostages know, they beckon them, they're like, we're here, like come on, like come out, come out, come out.
他们进到里面，就对这些人质做手势，出来，出来。
But there was a problem. They had a problem.
但是他们有 ，Yep. 但是他们有个问题。
When they got into the room and they saw the hostages, and they beckoned the hostages to come with them, the hostages remained seated. They just sat there, looking out, almost frightened, almost afraid.
他们进到里面，对这些人质做手势，叫他们出来，出来。但是这些人质，他们脸上露出很惊恐的眼光。
Again, being pressed for time, they want the hostages to come, so they motion to them again. They motion like you gotta come out, come out. Now is the time. The time is now.
因为时间很紧急，他们就一直对这些人质做手势，说出来，出来。
But the prisoners just would not move. They were frozen with fear, and the SEALs could see that they were afraid.
这些人质他们动都不敢动，我们可以看到这些人质他们很惊恐。
And so they, for a moment, they looked at each other like, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to get them out?
有一阵子他们就彼此对看，不知道该怎么办。
So one of the SEALs had an idea. He's like, he took his helmet off. He put his weapon down on the ground and he moved closer to the prisoners.
其中一个海豹突击队员，他想了一个办法，他把他的枪跟头盔放在地上，他进到这些人质当中。
And in fact, he sat down amongst them, and he actually curled up next to them because they were huddled together.
他就坐在他们中间，屈着身体坐在他们中间。
And for a while, he just sat. He just sat in silence with the prisoners while the other Navy SEALs were like, what are you doing?
有一阵子，他就安安静静的坐在他们中间。
But then, eventually, one of the prisoners looked at him, began to look at him in his eyes.
突然有个人质就是对着他眼睛看。
And as this Navy SEAL was tucked in, was pressed up against, was kind of curled up against these other prisoners, and he began to meet some of their eyes.
这个海豹突击队员就挤到他们当中，跟他们眼睛对看。
He began to whisper. He whispered to them.
他开始小声地对他们说。
He whispered to them, like, come to get you. We're Americans. We've come to get you. We've come to pull you out.
他小声对他们说，我们是美国人，我们是将你们救出去的。
And slowly, what he did is he stood up. He stood up.
然后他慢慢地站起来。
And one other prisoner also, like, stood up with him.
其中有一个人质也跟他一块站起来。
He said, like, he said, after one stood up, one more stood up.
然后有另外一个站起来。
And again, there were so many of them that they're, again, the Navy SEALs, they're like, we can't carry them out. There's no way. They thought about, like, maybe we can just carry them out.
这些海豹突击队员曾经想到说把这些人质抬出去，但是人太多，他们没有办法。
Again, as they began to stand up, they walked out of the room, and again, slowly the prisoners began to follow them.
他就慢慢地走出去，然后人质就是跟着他一个个走出来。
Because what it was, I know as a soldier, I guess probably again their first thought was like, well, let's just carry them out. Like, let's just drag them out if we have to because we've got to get out of here.
做一个军人，我们可以想到就把这些人拖出去就好了。
But what it was is there was a human touch. There was a human connection.
但是这边有一个人性上的这个接触。
He sat with them. He like actually snuggled or like got close to these prisoners and that opened them up.
他就进到他们当中跟他们坐在一起。
It opened them so much that it led them out to be able to be free again.
他能够这样他就把他们都带出来让他们能够自由。
You know, we talk about touch and this importance of human connection and it is a powerful connection.
我们讲到触碰，这是一个人与人之间接触的很重要方式。
Research says that actually touch can reduce stress.
有人说用接触的方式可以减少我们的压力。
So when you touch someone, right? When you touch someone, right? When you hug someone, it actually, again, it will reduce, like, it's called cortisone.It's like it's a chemical that's released when you touch someone, and they say actually when you hug someone for like 20 seconds, you embrace. I'm not gonna hug, you know. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
But when you touch someone, it will reduce the stress. It will reduce the amount of cortisol in their bloodstream, which is the stress hormone.
当你接触或拥抱一个人，这个人会产生。一种叫克体松的这些荷尔蒙
，and it actually increases or releases oxytocin. It's called oxytocin into your bloodstream.
另外，它也会生出一种叫做催产素的这样的一种元素。
I can see. Yeah, oxytocin is actually known as it's called the cuddle chemical, right?
Yeah, 这种催产素有人叫做拥抱的化学物质。
When that is released, when you're embracing your spouse or your children, it actually releases this into your bloodstream, and it actually builds feeling of connectedness.
当你拥抱你的配偶或者小孩，就这种元素就会释放出来。
Right, so I know, like maybe today, you know, like with your spouse or like with your kids, you know, just.I don't know, just hug them and see, because it actually, there's a physiological change in your body because of that human touch.
今天你就可以拥抱你的配偶或者儿女，就会改变你的身体的这些元素。
Yeah. And it's that human connectedness, that touch that God the Father established with us through the Son. Okay, through the Son.
这种人性的接触，我们神就透过他的儿子，有用这样的方式。
And that is what we see, that kind of, that human connection, that's what we see in the passage this morning.
这种人的这种接触是我们今天这个经文的一个重点。
Okay, verse 10 tells us that it was through Jesus' suffering that he brought his children, that's us, the church, to salvation. Okay, to salvation.
第十节告诉我们，透过耶稣的受苦，让许多的孩子，就是教会得着救赎。
Right, so it's not that like God motioned, like when the Navy SEALs, when they first got to the room, what they did is they motioned. They're like, well, like, we're in a hurry. Like, come out. Like, just come out.
当这个海豹队员冲进这些囚犯当中，他就做手势，出来，出来。
And that thankfully is not what God did with us, with the church. He didn't just like, just come on, let's go.
但是这不是神做的事情，他不是告诉我们出来，出来。
What the author of Hebrews begins to do in verse 11 is he begins to describe that personal touch.
在希伯来书就讲到神怎么样用人性的接触来帮助我们。
Look down with me at verse 11. It says this: So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters.
在第十一节讲到，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
All right, so let's break down the verse a little bit. That phrase that is read, they have the same Father. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That phrase, have the same Father, can also be translated of the same family.
我们把这个句子解析一下，这个句子有同一个父亲，你可以翻译为同一个家庭的。
Its literal translation is all out of one, all out of one. Okay.
在字面上的翻译就是都是出于一。
And so what the author begins to do, what he begins to do to help these Jewish Christians, is to help these Jewish Christians, that he's writing, what he's saying to them is he's like, look, Jesus and you, Jewish Christians, those he's writing to in the Hebrews are truly, you're one family. You're one. You're part of the family.
作者在这边就是帮助犹太人的基督徒，告诉他们耶稣是神的儿子，和我们是同一个家庭的。
You are because you're his brother, or his sister. You are the sons and the daughters of God.
因为我们是弟兄姐妹，我们就是都是神的儿女。
Okay.So he begins to move, the author begins to move towards this, like, this familial picture. Okay?
然后就有一个很让我们熟悉的一个景象图片。
And this is what, church, look up here, this is what makes Jesus Christ so unique from every other major religion in the world.
这是让基督成为非常独特，超于任何其他宗教的。
What makes Jesus so unique is that he is a deity.He is a God. Okay.
基督很独特，他是神。
And he, a deity to become fully human makes Jesus like on a league of his own. Like there is no other God that is like that. There is no other God. Think of every other religion that is out there, and there's no other God that you can think of that like, yep, once God, now becomes human.
他是神，但是成为完全的人。所有的宗教没有任何一个宗教让由神能成为人的。
So as I was reading through, as we were reading through Hebrews, I noticed there are a couple of quotes. The author of Hebrews, there's a couple of quotes. He quotes from Psalm 22 and he quotes from Isaiah chapter 8.
希伯来书的作者他引用旧约的一些其他圣经，像引用到诗篇22篇，还引赛亚书第八章。
And what the author is doing, what he's doing is he's building up a case. He's like, yep, I'm quoting from the Old Testament so that you Jewish Christians can know that this is true.
他建立这样的一个证据，让这犹太人相信这是事实。
Okay, so let me start with Psalm 22, so you can kind of get a feel for what he's saying.
我们先来看诗篇二十二篇。
The background of Psalm 22 that he quotes there is...It's a righteous man's suffering. He's talking all up through Psalm 22 from verse 1 up through verse 21. He's talking about the suffering of a righteous man.
诗篇二十二篇的背景是讲义人受苦。
And again, it is a prophetic image. It is a prophetic image almost showing us what will happen with Jesus Christ.
先知用一个图像就是引导耶稣基督。
And then once the author gets to verse 22 of chapter 22, in the one that the Hebrew author quotes, it is a praise to God of trust.
在二十二节这边提到说是对这个神的这样的一个赞美。
It is an expression of joy to God's attention for answering his cry out to help.
是对神的一个赞美，因为对神回应他的呼求。
And in it, the psalmist says to God, I will proclaim your name. Lord, like in this suffering, I will proclaim your name to my brothers.
诗人说在痛苦中，我要将你的名传于我的弟兄。
And in here, in our translation, when we read it, it says, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters.
有其他的翻译说是传于我的弟兄和姐妹。
The translator adds sisters because really, what the psalmist is doing, I will proclaim your name to the church, to your people. So he's like, yeah, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters because God has helped me. God has heard my cry for help.
翻译的人有加上姐妹，因为其实主要是指的是是传给所有的人，所有的教会。
So again, what I want you to hear, what I want you to focus on, again, there's this, that Jesus is, the psalmist is talking about, there's this family connection, brothers and sisters, like, it's like Jesus is at the same place, same level as the church, as a human being, as part of the family.
我希望你可能看到这个家庭的连结，我们跟主耶稣是同样的一个家庭的这样的关系。
And then once again in Isaiah 8, just like Psalm 22, it would have been understood, this passage in Isaiah 8 would have been understood by these Jewish Christians as a messianic passage.
在以赛亚书第八章，这也是讲到弥赛亚的经文。
But again, it was a prophetically making reference to Jesus.
在先知的描述到耶稣。
And just like Psalm 22, Isaiah also makes reference to this family relationship of someone who is trusting God.
跟诗篇二十二篇一样，是描述到耶稣在这个我们的这个家庭当中。
Who is with the other children of God.
他跟神其他的儿女在一起。
So the big idea that the author is of Hebrews is trying to convey to these Jewish Christians is that Jesus is participating in the human experience. Okay, the human experience.
这里希伯来书作者很重要的一个信息是告诉这些犹太的基督徒，耶稣基督用亲身人的经历
参与
在我们当中。
Jesus is among us. He is one of us.
耶稣在我们中间，也是我们中间的一员。
And again, we can see this. You know some of the passages. If you've read the Bible, you know some of the other passages. You know that this is true because other authors have said the same thing much more in a much more plain, straightforward sense.
我们在圣经当中其他经文中也看到类似的描述，我们知道这是真实的。
John wrote, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us."
约翰写道，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Apostle Paul wrote, "Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing."
保罗写道，他朋友神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human and human likeness.
取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
Or Paul wrote again in Timothy, in the book of Timothy, he said, Christ appeared in the flesh and was shown to be righteous by the Spirit. He was seen by angels and was announced to the nations. He was believed on in the world and taken up into heaven.
保罗在提摩太前书写道，大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Alright, but church, but so what? Okay, I know that many of you have come here this morning and you're like, yes, I already know that Jesus is God. I already know that he's human, you know? Mm-hmm.
但是弟兄姐妹，你或许问，那又怎么样？我已经知道耶稣基督是神，他也是人。
But you got to remember that we also have the perfect vision of looking backwards. Okay, we as the church today have the perfect. We can see perfectly this truth. It's much easier for us to see, right?
因为我们现在可以很完整的看到过去，所以我们很容易的了解。
At the time, you must look at it. If we're able to look at it, if we're able to stand in the shoes of those back in the first century, okay, this would have been unheard of. This would have been almost like, that's impossible, that's scandalous. It's scandalous.
我们如果站在第一世纪这些人的角度来看, 这个东西几乎是不可能的, 是难以相信的。
The idea for those in the first century, for other major religions, for those even back then, the idea of a deity, of a god, coming down to be one of us, to be a slug, to be like one of us, was like, that doesn't sit well with people. It does not sit well with people.
在第一世纪,你如果对人讲说,一个神降到世上,成为微不足道人,
So for example, there was a movement in the first century, okay, first century, it's called Docetism.
在第一世纪有一个叫做教义主义。
And for them, the Greek word for that it stemmed from Docetism is dokeo, which means to seem.
在他这个教义主义，他是从这个dokeo这个字来的，这个表示像是。Okay,
so for them, it was so hard for them to go. Yeah, I don't think that God could become human. So actually, Jesus only seemed like he was human. Okay. It only seemed like he was human. He can't possibly be human because that doesn't fit. That's impossible.
他们不相信神可以真正成为人，他们只说这个耶稣到世上是像是人。
Or another philosophy at the time is called Gnosticism.
另外有一种叫做诺斯底主义。
This philosophy at the time said that all, at the time, what they believed, Gnosticism believed that all physical matter, so that would be like even including like our bodies was evil. Okay?
他们相信所有物质的都是邪恶的，就像我们肉体是邪恶的。
So for them, for a God to be encased with material that was evil, he's like, that's impossible. Yeah.
所以神被限制在这个邪恶的这个肉体当中是不可能的。
So they did the opposite. They said that actually, he's not God. They would say Jesus is not God at all. The other group would say, yeah, he's God, but he just seems to be human. This group would say, he's not God at all. Jesus was purely human. And they would teach this to the church, okay?
所以诺斯底主义说,主耶稣他不是神,
you see, because here it is. The people of the time, and even now, even today, people don't have a category for someone who is completely God and completely human.
即使到现在，也没有一个类别说一个又是神，完全的神，又是完全人的这样的一个。
So, if you ever get into a conversation with one of your coworkers who maybe is Muslim, okay?
所以如果你跟你的同事，他可能是回教徒来谈话。
Again, most Muslims will be very comfortable about talking about Jesus.
许多回教徒都会很自在地谈到耶稣。
And again, most Muslims will be very comfortable talking about Jesus until you move into talking about Jesus as God. Okay.
他们会跟你很自在地谈到耶稣，一直到你讲到耶稣是神。
As a prophet, I'm like, yeah. Well, if you talk with your friends who are Muslim, like, yeah, we also highly value Jesus. We also respect Jesus. He is a messenger of God. Okay.
回教徒相信耶稣是先知，他是神的使者。
But for the Muslim mind, for the Muslim perspective, to take God, Allah, and then to move that God into a dirty human being, that would be like that cannot be. Okay, we would never do that. That's disrespectful.
但是从神转变成一个污秽肮脏人，对他们而言是完全不能够接受，是不尊敬的。
How could a God be in a corruptible flesh, right? That's not going to work.
神怎么可能进入这个毁坏的这个身体？这是不可能的。
So even this idea, even today, of God becoming a man, becoming fully human, is still to many religions, it's still like that's scandalous. That is dirty. It does not fit with who God is.
即使现在在任何的其他宗教讲到神变成人，对他们而言是 完完全全不可能是亵渎。
And even for Christians, even for Christians, even for us today, we still struggle with this thought. To picture Jesus as just one of us, it's hard for us to go, I can't imagine him being like doing the same things that I do, right?
即使像我们现在的基督徒想到耶稣就跟我们一样，我们也都很难以想象，难以接受。
There's one author who kind of described, maybe again, like to look at some of the ordinary things that Jesus went through, but that we just don't really think about.
有一个作者就想，他就写下这个耶稣所经历的事情，就跟普通人一样。
Like, yeah, you know what? At one point, the angels watched while Mary changed Jesus' diaper. You know, like Jesus had his diaper changed. Isn't that weird? It's like you're.This is weird. It's like you're cleaning up. You're cleaning up after God, who's a human being. I can't imagine just Jesus on the. You know, I don't know what they had, if they had diapers in or what they had, but still, Mary, you know, had to clean Jesus up.
Yeah, 他们想到这个天使可能看到玛利亚在为耶稣换尿布，可能那时候不叫尿布，跟任何其他的东西。
Or of course, Jesus had to walk, right? He had to learn how to walk.There was a time when he was just a toddler, and he'd like be, you know. I saw my kids. You know, they bump into things. They hit their heads and stuff. Jesus hit his head. You know, just he did normal things.
耶稣也要学走路，他走路也会撞到头。
Sometimes my kids will my kids will play it with other kids at the park. Jesus again, I imagine him playing in the streets, playing in the dirty streets with other kids, just like Jesus, get out, like just go play with the other kids. You know, just playing with kids.
我们的孩子会在公园里跟其他小孩子玩，耶稣也会在街上跟其他的小孩子玩。
Or Jesus as a teen, I don't imagine like Jesus having like you know having acne, you know like where you have Jesus a picture of Jesus with just like acne on his face.
那耶稣可能在青少年的时候也会有青春痘。
Or what if Jesus had a strange laugh? You ever meet kids? You ever meet young kids that they have a strange laugh where they're like. Like I know some guy who laughs like this. You know, it's like, did Jesus, was that Jesus? Was that God that had this bizarre, strange laugh?
耶稣肯定会像我们有些年轻人一样，会有这种怪笑。
Or we never think that maybe Jesus, what if he had a crush on some girl down the street? Or some girl had a crush on him? It's like, does Jesus actually do that? Was he that human?
耶稣也可能喜欢一个女孩子，或有些女孩子会喜欢他。
Maybe he slouched when he walked. Maybe he had body odor. You know, like maybe Mary was like, "Jesus, you need to take a bath. You stink. Like, go take a bath."
耶稣可能也有体臭，有人会说，哎，你应该去回家洗个澡。
Right. So for 33 years, church, for 33 years, he would feel everything you have ever felt.
他这33年中，他所经历的事情就是你我所经历的。
There are times when Jesus felt weak, like I'm tired. I'm tired today. I imagine like, did Jesus ever go like, I just don't want to do that. I'm tired, right?
耶稣也会觉得虚弱，他会觉得劳累。
Was Jesus ever afraid of failure? Like I don't even know. Is that irreverent to say that Jesus, the human?God was ever afraid or embarrassed? Did that happen?
他可能也会害怕失败，但是神可能会害怕吗？这有可能吗？
This author said, "Was he ever susceptible? Was he ever susceptible to wooing women?"
他有没有可能会受到女性的吸引呢？
Again, it's just it doesn't. I think for most of the church.We want a picture of a clean Jesus. Like I don't want to have the messy, the human side of him. I want the clean picture of Jesus.
我们想到耶稣是非常圣洁的，我们不会想到这些其他的事。
But remember, Jesus for sure, for certain, he had his feelings hurt. I'm sure there was times when Jesus felt hurt by other kids, by other people that said things to him. You cannot tell me that Jesus was not at some point like, oh, that hurt.And then we see it as him as an adult, but certainly as a child, there was times when he's like, yeah, my brother said this. He had brothers and sisters, right? He had brothers. Was ever like just hurt? Like that hurt my feelings. Did he ever cry when one of his, I don't know.
耶稣也有情感，他可能会受到伤害，特别是在他幼年的时候。
But at the same time, when we look at Jesus as God, okay, becoming human, it shows to us, it reveals something to us. Okay, it reveals the extent to which God wanted to reach us. Like he's like, it could be much easier for me. I could just write something in the sky. I could wait till there's a text messaging system and I could just text them the message, right? I could do this through social media. But he's like, no. It shows the extent of like, no, I'm going to come down. Okay? Sorry, I'm going to get away from you.
我们可以想到这个神到一个程度，他愿意降世为人。他其实可以等到像我们现在有这些社会的这些媒体，可以他可以传简讯给我们，但是他没有这样方式，他是亲自进到我们当中。
It reminds me again so much of our story in the beginning, where the Navy SEAL actually sat down next to the prisoners. These prisoners were lost. I'm sure they had been beaten. I'm sure they had been traumatized. I'm sure when soldiers came in with guns, they were just afraid. But again, it reminds me so much of when he sat down, when he's like, "I'll sit next to you. I'll cuddle up against you. I'll whisper into your ear." It's kind of what God did for us. He's like, "I'm going to come down. I'm going to experience all that you experience. I'll come next to you. I'll walk among you."
我们刚才想到这些海豹突击队员，他们进到这些囚犯当中，跟他们坐在一起。其实我们神也是一样，就像这海豹突击队员坐在当中，轻声小声的对他们说话。
And to me, it is what makes God so unique. What makes Jesus so unique? It makes him like, yeah, I know what it means to be one of you. I will go to this extent. I will become, even though it must have been so comfortable back with the Trinity, I will leave the triune God. I will come down in an uncomfortable, smelly place among smelly people, and I will be with you. I'll be next to you.
我们可以想到神他从天上一个非常舒适环境，在三位一体当中离开这样子的环境，到地上进入这肮脏的人群当中。
What I love about God is that He became an insider. He became one of us. He knows us.
让我们神很特别是他是进到我们中间，成为我们当中的一位。
He was not a God who, like other religions, that feels like you have to reach towards God.You know, and all the religions are trying to like going, I hope that I please you. I hope that I can connect with you. I hope I can get back to you in some way. But God was like, no, I'm not going to come out. I'm not going to let you to come up, wait for you to come up to me. I'm going to come down to you.
这不像其他的宗教，是人要去寻找神，去追求神。但是这个我们的神是神进到我们当中。
But the incarnation of Jesus wasn't only so that he could be an insider, so he could kind of like.Be close to us and understand us. That wasn't the only reason he came down.
道成肉身并不只是成为一个内线的这样的一个人。
The author of Hebrews actually tells us. He spells out to us. Here's why Jesus came down. Like here's other reasons why Jesus came down.
希伯来书作者也告诉我们，神子为什么要进到世上来。
The author of Hebrews says, you know what? It wasn't just an option.For God to come down, it wasn't just an option.
希伯来书作者说，这并不只是一个神的选择而已。
The author of Hebrews says, no, it was a necessity. It had to be done. He had to become human.
这个作者说，这是必须的。耶稣必须降世为人。
All right, so if you have your smart devices or your Bible in front of you, look down with me at verse 14 says this, because God's children...are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death.
在第十四节讲到，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Yeah, verse 15, only in this way could he set free all who've lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying.
第十五节讲到并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人，这是唯一的方法。
Okay, so here he lays out, the author lays out, here's a couple of reasons for why Jesus became incarnate? Why became a human?
我们已经列出几个方法，神为什么要成为人的原因。
He spells it out clearly. He says he had to become human so that he could break the power of the devil.
他必须成为人，他才能够破坏这个死亡的权魔鬼的权势。
He says the evil one, that the devil had the power of death.
他讲到这些魔鬼有这个死亡的权势。
And so I know that we look at it.Because we all live here, we all have seen people pass away. There's some people who are very, very close to us who've passed away.
我想我们都看过有人死，特别有的可能我们在座有些我们亲人过世。
I know that we look at it and we're like, yeah, how is that victory? I've lost someone very close to me. I don't see them anymore. I have no touch with them anymore.
You know? 你可能说是怎么是胜利？我这些亲人已经离开我了，我现在根本看不到他，也没有办法接触到他。
But it is still part of the
already.
It is victory over death is already, but it is not yet. Okay.
这也是另外一个所谓的已经，但是尚未完成的事情。
We see that God's kingdom, His victory has already been started, but is not yet complete. So again, we still have physical death, right? We know that. It's all we have to do is look out very close to us, and we can see physical death.
我们也知道神已经胜利了，但还没有完全，我们都还要经历这个死亡。
But we also know that it is not yet done, and we also know that like life will continue on. Life after death, we even though we have physical death, spiritual death, there is spiritual death, and we'll have spiritual life that continues on.
我们知道我们肉体的死亡之后，我们还有属灵的生命还会继续存着。
So.One of the reasons is that the scriptures say that the devil's work was undone and death has lost its power by Christ's death.
这里我们也看到讲到魔鬼的工作被破坏，死亡也被这个被击倒。
Okay. And so the only way Jesus can die, okay, the only way he can die, of course, is if he takes on flesh and blood. So,God had to die. Jesus had to die, and the only way he can die is if he walks among us, becomes human, takes on flesh and blood, because we are made of flesh and blood. Therefore, it's like I have to become human. It is a necessity for me to come down, so that the reason Jesus came, so that I can die.
耶稣唯一能够这个死，主要是他能够成为人。有血有肉的人住在我们当中，他才能去死。
Again, I know that in scriptures, oftentimes, particularly at Easter, we think of like, well, it's usually we think of resurrection. That's what broke power's death. But here, at least in Hebrews, what the Hebrew author is saying is actually it is his suffering on the cross, it is his death that conquered the devil's work, that conquered death.
特别是我们在复活节讲到复活，我们认为复活是胜过死亡。但是这边作者讲到，其实是耶稣基督的死来胜过死亡。
Another reason for his incarnation, okay, that the author just listed for us.
这边作者另外提到一个耶稣必须这个成为肉体的原因。
Says it sets us free from the fear of dying.
他将我们从对死亡的畏惧当中释放出来。
As followers of Christ.And I know the reality. I know if we were close, if all of us found out something, then we were close to dying. Of course, there's always like this, what is the unknown? There's always some like, I know you just, but there's still maybe like, I don't want to go.
作为基督的跟随者，当面对死亡，我们也会有些未知。
But the Apostle Paul said this, said, brothers and sisters, we don't want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death.
保罗说到论到睡的人，我不愿意弟兄姐妹你们不知道。
Do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope.
恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
So again, of course, when someone passes, many of you have experienced someone close who's passed away. Of course, Paul is not saying that we do not grieve. Of course, we We will not see them. There's a window of time when we will not be able to talk with them. We won't be able to touch them. We won't be able to hear their voice. Of course. So we will always grieve. But it is different for the Christian. It is different for the Christian. Yeah?
当然我们看到我们的有人在我们周围死亡，特别是我们的亲人死亡，我们当然会觉得很难过，因为我们有一段时间没有办法再看到他们了。
You know, I looked up online, like, hey, I wonder what are the greatest fears that are listed? You know, what are the fears that are listed? The top fears that are listed.
我查了一下最让人畏惧的事情有哪些。
And it's interesting when I looked at the polls that were taken, dying was not on listed. It was like.People aren't afraid of dying. You know, at least when people report, what are you afraid of? And they ask you, what are the top things you're afraid of? Most people don't list dying.
我发现这些调查当中，死亡并不在这上面。
You know, the greatest fears of Americans are things like, you probably know because you're probably afraid of them as well. Like snakes. People are like, most people are like, so like 75% of people are afraid of snakes, right? Yep.
其实美国人最怕的是什么？是蛇。大概有超过70%的人怕蛇。
People are afraid of things like insects, right? Insects.
怕虫子。
At my house, I'm the exterminator. Like I'm asked to kill all insects. Okay.
我在我家我是虫子的终结者。
Public speaking. Again, most people are like, I don't want to stand up. I don't want to stand up in front of people and talk. You know, most people are afraid of public speaking.
我是在公众的讲话。
Dying wasn't one of them, right? Dying wasn't one of them.
死亡并不是其中一件。
I know that there were some that were like fears of height, fears of flying, and it seems like that's connected to dying. Like I don't want to fly because I'm afraid I might die, right? So some people, but dying is not mentioned.
有人怕高，怕坐飞机，可能坐飞机会觉得好像离死亡比较近一点。
I imagine that most people don't, when they're asked what are you afraid of, don't report, don't talk, don't say death.Because it's not close to them, right? It's not close to them.
Yeah, 可能不会把这些说出来，因为这对我们离我们很远的事情。
People only really think, right? When you think about the finality of a person's life, of people's life, oftentimes it's of course it's when you lose someone close, you're at a funeral. You're at a funeral. People who knew the person well, people who've been invited.That's when you begin to think about, for a moment, most people at a funeral, for a moment, for at least that time period, I think you let yourself think about your end. Okay.
所以可能只有你在濒临接近死亡这样的情况中间，你才会想到，特别是在家丧礼的时候，你会想到这样事。
Or, heaven forbid, if you yourself.Right, if you yourself come up with something and you're sick, the doctor says those words to you, says some words to you where it's like, yeah, this is a danger. There's something wrong. That's for the first time that you go, wait, is there a possibility? Is there a possibility that something may happen to me?
或者说你生病，医生跟你讲了一些事情，让你开始会想到，有可能吗？
And that's when the fear begins. That's when fear may.It may take hold. It may creep in.
这时候你的畏惧就会慢慢的出来。
There's a film director that said this. He's like, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
有一个电影导演说，我并不怕死，我只是说死亡快来的时候，希望我不在那里。
Yeah, yeah. One author, this author wrote this book called The Art of Dying. The Art of Dying.
有一个人写了一本书，叫做《死亡的艺术》。
And what he tried to do is he tried to pinpoint. He's like, what is it that about death that makes people afraid? Like, what exactly is it about death that like scares people when they're close?
他希望找出来什么是让人害怕死亡的原因。
One of the things he says that causes so much anxiety when you think about death is that there's a loss of control. You lose control, right?
他写到，人想到死会很焦虑，主要原因是他觉得他失去了控制。
There's a great amount when you're close to death. There's a great amount of vulnerability.
当你接近死亡的时候，你觉得你自己很危险。
It's strange. It's almost like when you are born, You have no control. There's a lot of vulnerability when you are born. And then when you die, when you're close to death, you're almost as vulnerable. Like you lose control of your body. You lose control of your environment.
当你接近死亡的时候，你很脆弱，你没有办法有控制任何的东西。
Okay. He says also, he says like, one of the other things that people are afraid of when they come close to the end is this sense of incompleteness, this sense of failure and incompleteness.
因为有人接近死亡，他会有一种不完整或者失败的这样的一个感觉。
Many people in their lives experience a lot of success with their family. They'll experience success in their profession, in their work, right?
很多人经历他可能在家庭、在事业上面的成功。
But there is a stark finality to death. Even like there may be goals. There may be goals, particularly when your life, if you're younger, if you're in your 50s or 60s, when most people don't die, there's this fear because it's like you don't ever get to complete what you began. There's things that you want to do yet.
因为我们想到死亡就是一个终点，你觉得你还有很多事情没有办法去完成。
And of course, when you realize when you die, it doesn't matter how far along you are in your goal, or how close you are to completing it. When you pass away, there is no chance to finish.
当你接近死亡，不管你离你的成功、你的目标还有多远，你就没有办法达成了。
And of course, the anxiety comes from.Not being able to see the people that you're like, I won't be able to see them again. I won't be able to see my spouse again. I won't be able to see my children. I won't be able to hear them or have conversations with them. There's this fear of like, I won't be able to see this person again.
当然我会害怕，我没有办法再看到我的亲人、我的配偶、我的儿女。
This pain of being separated, it cuts deep into our hearts.
分开的痛苦是非常刻骨铭心的。
And then the last area that they say that like is it unfamiliarity, right? Unfamiliarity. It's just that when people pass away, again, we as Christians have a different perspective. But those outside of, and even those who are Christians, it's like we don't exactly know. There's no one been able to tell us what is it like, what does it feel like, what do you see, what do you hear.There's this kind of fear of like, I don't know what it's going to be like.
另外是这样的未知性，因为从来没有人知道另外一边死亡以后会发生什么样的事。
But the author says, you know what? Jesus coming down, Jesus dying on the cross for us, Jesus, again, being resurrected, it frees anyone...Who's ever had this fear of death? You are no longer a slave to that fear. It no longer owns you.
但是基督到世上来，死在十字架上，再复活，胜过了死亡。我们今天就不会被这个死亡所惧怕。
All those fears that we just went through, like for example, loss of control, that fear is no longer there.
刚刚我们所讲到。这死亡让我们觉得失去过去的感觉。
Because in some ways, for the Christian who says like, "Yep," for the Christian says, "Yeah, I never was in control. I never had total sovereignty over my life." So for the Christian, it's like, "Yeah, I've never truly been in control."
但对基督徒而言，我们从来没有控制我们自己。我们的已经这个，我们并不是我们生命的这个主权的掌管者。
Or the fear of incompleteness, like the things that my goals that I have, the things that I'm going to complete, they're not going to be finished. For the Christian, right? It's like, yeah, but we know our life continues. It goes on. Even though there's a physical death, our life will go on. It will continue on. We have spiritual life. We will be living. When we close our eyes, breathe that last breath, there will be life after that.
对这种未完成的感觉，对我们基督徒而言，我们知道我们死亡以后还有这永远的生命，我们还可以继续。
And that fear of being separated from those who we love. Again, we know those in Christ, there will be a window of time when we will not see one another when someone passes away. But we know as Christians, like, yep, I will see him again. I will see her again. In the Lord, we will be able to talk again. We will be able to embrace again. We will see one another.
还有这种分离的感觉，我们知道我们可能有一段短短的时间，我们没有办法再看到的亲人，但是我们知道他们在主里面。
And then the fear of the unknown, the unfamiliar. What's it going to be like? I'm afraid of what I don't know.
这些未知的恐惧。
For the Christian, it's like, yeah, it's true. It is still, there's still a portion that I won't know. But because we have someone that we know Christ, we'll be like, yeah, I'm familiar with you. I know exactly, I know somewhat. I know greatly what to expect. Right? Even if it's an unknown, we're going also into unknown. Someone's like, yeah, I will hear his voice.
I will know his voice. I've been
connecting with him the whole time. I know you. So there is him who is known.
虽然我们仍然有未知，但是我们认识这位主。我们知道我们跟他有着关系。我们将来会到主那边。
But all of this breaking power of the evil and freedom from death is not possible. It is not possible without the deity God coming down. As a human, coming, taking on flesh and blood.
这种胜过魔鬼跟死亡的权势，若是没有神到世上来，是没有办法完成的。
It is not possible without not only him coming down, but the suffering of Jesus, him on the cross. It is not possible.
若是没有主耶稣到世上来，在十字架受苦，这是没有办法完成的。
Verse 17, look down with me. Verse 17 in your Bibles, it says this: Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people.
第十七节讲到，所以他凡事该与他弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Since he himself, verse 18, has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested.
第十八节，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
If we can advance one more in the slide. See, the thing is that we needed someone to accomplish for us that which we could not do for ourselves. Okay?
我们需要有人来为我们完成一些我们无法做到的事。
So church, if you're a follower today, if you are a Christian today, there has been a time in your life when you're like, you know what I need? I need saving from myself, from me.
教会的弟兄姐妹，可能在人生当中你会有一个经历，你觉得需要让你自己得到拯救。
Have you ever, can you recall that point in your life? Have you ever reached that point in your life where you're like, yep, I need a savior, but I need a savior from myself. I can't help myself.
你会觉得说你需要有一位救主。
And I love it. I love it. I'm thankful that the Lord has brought me and continues to bring me to that place.
我感谢主他来帮助我。
And as hard as it is, I'm thankful to the God, thankful to the Lord when I see people who are in the midst of that place, who realize like, I cannot help myself. I've reached the end of myself. I need a Savior to save me from me.
我们也看到有人在这个人的尽头，他觉得他没有办法得到帮助，需要救主来帮助他。
In my family history, my family background, there's a number of people, actually on both sides of my family, who are alcoholics.
在我家族当中有许多人有酗酒的问题，包括父亲跟母亲这边都有。
And they say that even one of the first confessions, if a person realizes that they cannot let go of alcohol, one of the first confessions they make is that they confess that they need a higher power. It's one of the main things that, you know, AA, when you go through AA, they're like, yeah, I'm appealing to a higher power.
当酗酒的人他要得到拯救，他第一个他要承认他是有需要有更高的这些能力来帮助他。
It is a confession that you need something, or in our case as a Christian, or someone outside of you to give you what you cannot give yourself.
承认我们需要有外面的人或事给你这些你自己没有办法帮助自己的事情。
So again, all you who in this room this morning who are professing believers who are Christian, you at some point you reached that point. I don't know if you again remember that, or maybe I know the Holy Spirit again. The Spirit still speaks to us and still will go, yeah. I know for me, like sometimes the Spirit will go, yeah. He'll hold the mirror up to me. Yep, Brady. You still need saving. You still need saving from yourself.
在我们当中的基督徒，你可能在人生的某一个时刻。会觉得你好像进到一个尽头。
If this morning, again, there may be someone in this room, maybe who's still wondering, who's still searching. Maybe there's someone in this room again who's still like, yeah, I never reached that place, or I have reached that place, okay, of being in a desperate need for a savior.
在我们当中，可能有人还在寻找，我不知道什么时候可以找到，可以到那个地方找到神。
But I want you to know, if you're not a believer, and I want you to know, church, the extent by which the Father loved us so much. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come down, and I'm going to grab you by the hand. I'm going to reach down. I'm going to become one of you.
但是今天我希望在我们当中能够看到我们的神是到地上来，他要想抓住我们，他在我们当中。
I want you to know that we have a God that's so unique because He understands emotions, He understands our struggles, He understands our trials, He understands our sufferings.
我们这样的一个神，他是能够了解我们的情感、我们的挫折、我们的忧伤。
And like we read in Hebrews, His ultimate purpose in coming down was that so that you would know His salvation and you'd be brought into His glory.
这个神来到世上，他最终的目的，他是要让我们能够得着救恩，他把我们接到他那边。
One day all of us will be in our complete and finished and whole selves.
将来有一天我们会是一个完整。
Our character will be fully like Jesus Christ.
我们的性格会像我们的神。
Let's give thanks. Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you, Lord, because you withheld nothing from us. There is no extent to which you went to bring us back to yourself. And Lord, we know that even if you did not withhold your only Son from us,There's nothing else you're going to withhold from us. You've given us your Spirit. We know that there is, Jesus, we know that it is you who intercedes for us. The scriptures say that you intercede on our behalf to the Father. It is only you who can intercede on our behalf because you know exactly what we've been through, what we're going through. You know what it's like.Give thanks to you for your love. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.